Good morning. Welcome to Christ Church Cathedral. If you're here visiting with us, we want to say to you a special welcome. Nice to have you here on this joyous festival. Also, if you're joining us by way of the YouTube live stream, we welcome you. And Peter Jacobs is on video today, and he would be happy to hear from you by leaving a word in the chat or letting us know that you're there. We'd be happy to hear from you. And if you're listening to the Cathedral podcast, recorded and after the fact, welcome to you as well. Just a reminder to those who are among us with younger families and littler people, you're welcome to kind of be comfortable here. There are some things at the back that might draw your attention if that's needed at some point. And there are also some instruments here at the front. So during the last song, you're welcome to come and participate in that. And we'd love to have you. Couple of things by way of announcement. First of all, we were saddened to hear this week of the death of Juanita Fowler on Wednesday. And so our sympathies and our condolences to her son Kevin and daughter Paige and brother Peter and other members of her family. Funeral arrangements are still not complete, so information about that will follow. And also just a note to those who have been asking that Tom Maston is home and is recovering. So we're happy to know that, and he thanks us for our prayers. Is there anything else that needs announcing? We're worshiping. This is the 11:55 version of worship today, and we're using a come worship style, and most of what you'll need is on the blue-colored leaflet. So as we begin, we'll join in the invitation to worship. Will you stand? Alleluia, Christ is risen. The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia. Come, let us worship.
Shadows are
Lord of life and power, through the mighty resurrection of your Son, you have overcome the old order of sin and death and have made all things new in him. May we, being dead to sin and alive to you in Jesus Christ, reign with him in glory, who with you and the Holy Spirit is alive, one God, now and forever. Amen.
A reading from the first letter of Paul to the Corinthians. Now I should remind you, brothers and sisters, of the good news that I proclaimed to you, which you in turn received, in which also you stand, through which also you are being saved, if you hold firmly to the message that I proclaimed to you, unless you have come to believe in vain, for I handed on to you as of first importance what I in turn had received, that Christ had died for our sins in accordance with the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he was raised on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures, and that he appeared, and he appeared to Cephas, then to 12, then he appeared more than 500 brothers and sisters at one time, most of whom are still alive. Though some have died, then he appeared to James, then to all the apostles, last of all, as to someone untimely born, he appears also to me, for I am the least of the apostles, unfit to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God, I am what I am, and his grace towards me has not been in vain. On the contrary, I worked harder than any of them. Though I was not, it was not I, but the grace of God that is with me. Whether then it was I or they, so we proclaim, and so you have come to believe. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John. When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James, and Salome brought spices, so that they might go and anoint him. And very early on the first day of the week, when the sun had risen, they went to the tomb. They had been saying to one another, "Who will roll away the stone for us from the entrance to the tomb?" When they looked up, they saw that the stone, which was very large, had already been rolled back. As they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. But he said to them, "Do not be alarmed. You are looking for Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He has been raised. He is not here. Look, there is the place they laid him. But go, tell his disciples and Peter that he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you." So they went out and fled from the tomb, for terror and amazement had seized them. And they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. The Gospel of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
As we stand, we pray. Lord God, we pray that you will take my lips and speak through them, take our minds and think through them, and take our hearts, setting them on fire with love for you. This we ask in Christ's name. Amen. Please sit down. Now, during the first service, I got Thomas to help me. But I'm not going to this time, Thomas. You're off the hook. But I just need someone who you would all consider to be very trustworthy. So I'm going to pick on Kurt. Kurt, I just want you to take a look at this. This is, you know, perfectly good, isn't it? There's nothing, it's just a bag, yeah? Just a bag,
yeah?
An empty bag, yes? You're good with that? It's an empty bag? Okay, well, that's good news. It's just an empty bag, but in fact, it has this in it.
So...
Now, many of us sort of look at things and they say, well, what's the mystery? How did someone do that? And one of the kids in the choir was close this morning. She didn't actually get there, but she was close. She now knows because I went and I thought she was so close, I'm going to tell her. So she now has the trick of the change bag. So there we are. But anyway, just to note, you see that here's... I better get Kurt to check my handkerchief as well, hadn't I? No, I didn't. I'm a frustrated stand-up comedian, really. The perfectly good handkerchief, yes? Ordinary handkerchief, nothing unusual about it. Okay, good. Well, throw it in there. And what I want you all to do is to count to three, okay? Can you manage to do that? I know it's early on Sunday afternoon. Okay, ready? One, two, three. Very good. Look at that. It vanished. Isn't that amazing? Come on. Goodness gracious me. And then I want you all to count to three again, okay? One, two, three. Because it also reappears. And of course, what we're reminded of with this is if this represents Jesus, then of course Jesus died on Good Friday and was placed into the tomb and throughout Holy Saturday, he's in the tomb. And we're reminded of the darkness of his being in the tomb. And yet, of course, we know that the mystery is that on Easter Day, he reappears, and he remains with us. And that's what we come to celebrate today, the return of Christ, the return of Christ from the dead. And in the gospel that we just had read to us, we see an interesting issue develop. You see, Mark's gospel, as you'll have noticed, that particular section only has 8 verses. Mark chapter 16, 1 to 8. And if you look in most Bibles, it then says something like, the rest of this gospel isn't in the early copies. But there is a piece. And so the question that a lot of people face is, well, what is this? Does the gospel stop here? As in, it just ends with the women leaving the tomb? Or is there another piece that's missing? Or is the piece that's actually there really the piece that's missing? And those are the kind of questions that hang there. But the interesting part that I find about this gospel is that we have a picture that I find very helpful. So first of all, what we see in those 8 verses is the women come to the tomb. And the women come to the tomb unexpectedly. They come to the tomb unexpectedly. They're expecting to put spices on the body as part of the burial ritual, which they couldn't complete because the Sabbath got in the way. That's what they're anticipating. Nothing else. And when they get there, they find things which confuse them. Now, part of the process, of course, is that throughout Mark's gospel, from Mark chapter 9 through to about Mark chapter 14, Jesus does something 3 times. Anyone know what he did? Anyone who wasn't at the first service know what he did? 3 times he says, I'm going to die and I'm going to rise again. 3 times. And 3 times the disciples say, no, you're not. That's not going to happen. And they clearly don't understand. Now, admittedly, the women who come to the tomb have not been in a position, maybe, to have heard that from Jesus. Maybe. But surely they've been with the disciples, and the disciples would have told them. But yet again, even the disciples, the 11 or so that are left, they haven't shown up on what we call Easter morning to come to the tomb and see what's going on, even though Jesus told them something. They're somewhere else. We don't even know where they are. And so the women come unexpectedly. And I think sometimes we easily come to Easter Day unexpectedly. Because we come every year to Easter Day. And what do we expect? The women were not expecting an encounter with Jesus. The disciples certainly weren't. And then when they arrive and they meet the young man dressed in white, notice he's not called an angel, we don't know who he is. And he says, why are you here? Jesus has gone ahead to Galilee, and the disciples are told to follow. The disciples are told to follow. So he says, go and tell Peter and the others to follow, to come to Galilee. And of course, the women are awestruck and afraid. And they don't go and tell them, as far as we can tell from Mark chapter 16, verses 1 to 8. They just go away. But the key part of this, as far as I'm concerned, and the part that I find most fascinating, is they are told, the disciples are told, follow to Galilee. Go and find Jesus back home, as it were. But in Mark's gospel, we're not told anything about, or the part that we have, we're not told anything about resurrection encounters or anything like that. We're just told they're to go to Galilee. Now, you may say that's a bit of an anticlimax, but I think it's actually helpful. Because Throughout Mark's gospel, people are told to follow Jesus. The disciples are called and told to follow Jesus. And when we get to this point where they're just told, go to Galilee, Jesus has gone ahead of you, follow him there. And as I say, we don't get any more information than that. The disciples we know, however, followed Jesus. We know that they spend the rest of their lives proclaiming the good news. But we also are told to go to Jesus. We're called to follow. And Jesus, of course, we can encounter Jesus anywhere. We may encounter him in a very special way. We may just come to the conclusion that Jesus is around and that we want to follow him. But why am I making such a fuss about this, them not being told? It's because each of us will be called to follow Jesus differently. And the big point that I think is here, you ready for the big point that I think is here? The big point that I think is here is we're called to come to Jesus, to discover what it is that the risen Christ has for us to do, and then to follow. Now, what might that look like? And I'm just going to leave it at this point. What that looks like is it looks like Jesus. What does following Jesus mean? It looks like reflecting Jesus. And we can discover as we encounter Jesus how we reflect him, how we look like him, as the Holy Spirit changes us if we'll allow the Holy Spirit to do it. And so, as with the disciples, we're called to come to a place. That place is the place of encounter with Jesus. And then we discover with him what the way is that he's calling us to walk. Amen.
On page 2 of the leaflet, you'll find an affirmation of faith. You're welcome to remain seated for this if you'd like. Let us affirm the good news in which we stand, through which we are saved, and which we hand on to others. Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scriptures. He was buried, he was raised to life on the third day, in accordance with the Scriptures. Afterwards, he appeared to his followers and to all the apostles. This we have received, and this we believe. Amen.
One of the remarkable things that I discovered in reading Scripture is that Jesus intercedes for us. One of the other remarkable things I discovered in Holy Scripture is that the Holy Spirit intercedes with us, which reminds me, who exactly are they talking to? And I really think they're talking to us. Today we are reminded of the resurrection. In the previous service, somebody said to me, it's really great to think how well off we are when you think of people who are in serious need. We're invited to pray for the church around the world. We're invited to pray for those who are tested because they believe in Jesus. We're invited to pray for those whose lives are being sacrificed because they confess the name of Jesus, because they are a resurrection people. We are a resurrection people. We remember the Anglican Communion throughout the world. Remember Justin, Archbishop of Canterbury. Remember Linda, our primate. Today we're asked to pray for Chris Harper, the Archbishop of the Indigenous province of Canada and of the Anglican Council of Indigenous Peoples. In praying for the Anglican Communion around the world, where today we're asked to pray for the Church of the Province of the West Indies, for Archbishop Howard Gregory, Primate and Bishop of Jamaica and the Cayman Islands. Pray for governments around the world. We pray for those who are called to positions of leadership, remembering those who are elected or appointed to the Houses of Parliament, provincial legislature, Fredericton City Council, and pray especially today for Kate Rogers, our mayor, who is a member of this congregation. We're asked to pray today for those who are in special need of the grace of our Lord, those who are sick or suffering, those we know to be in special need. And that's part of the conversation at the earlier service. I was thinking about Nolan, who was born with a heart defect, who's had two heart surgeries in the first year of life, who's in the IWK hospital right now, having been airlifted from Bathurst. And he's there with his mother, Joe. And his father works in the fast food industry. They are the working poor. And I think how well off I am. And we're asked to pray for Isaac, who has leukemia, is 1.5, for Cameron, who was born out of a connection between his esophagus and his stomach, and who is now 1.5 years old, and quite a happy, healthy little boy, but still has no connection that works. Praying for Colton, who has leukemia, and his sister Mila, who's, I think, 3, who broke her leg. And so parents dealing with both of those children, one in Toronto and one in Halifax. We're also asked to pray for Charles and Jean, for Gwen, Pat, Sue, Skylar, Aaron, Carolyn, Jacob, Tom. Thank you, Lord, that he's home. Stephanie, David and Janice, Jessica, David and Maureen, Heather, David Staples, Canon David Staples, Canon Pat Drummond, Canon Neville Cheeseman and Judy, and for Cooper, young man with a brain tumor. We also remember that our King Charles has been diagnosed with cancer, as has been his daughter-in-law, Princess Catherine. Pray for them, for all of those who are in special need. But today is a day of celebration, and so I would like to use the intercessions for Easter found in the Book of Alternative Services on page 122, if you would like to follow on, in the Green Service Book, page 122. In joy and hope, let us pray to the source of all life, saying, "Hear us, Lord of glory." And we know that he does, and that he's with us, and he's praying for us. That our risen Savior may fill us with the joy of his holy and life-giving resurrection, let us pray to the Lord. That isolated and persecuted churches may find fresh strength in the Easter gospel, let us pray to the Lord. That he may grant us humility to be subject to one another in Christian love, let us pray to the Lord. That he may provide for those who lack food, work, or shelter, employment, let us pray to the Lord. That by his power, wars and famine may cease through all the earth. Let us pray to the Lord. That he may reveal the light of his presence to the sick, the weak, the dying, that they may be comforted and strengthened and healed. Let us pray to the Lord. That he may send the fire of the Holy Spirit upon his people, that we may bear faithful witness to his resurrection. Let us pray to the Lord. Thank you, Lord, for hearing our prayers. Amen.
And joining in words of confession, we say together, All-knowing and all-powerful God, we confess that even on this holy day, we struggle to believe. Victory over death has been shown in the resurrection of Jesus Christ, yet we continue to stumble. We confess our utter dependence on you for life and for faith. Forgive us and transform us. Make whole what is broken and give peace. Amen. As one called to pronounce forgiveness of sin in God's name, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, preserve and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And I'll ask you to stand, please. The peace of the Lord be always with you. God, our strength and salvation, receive all we offer you this day and grant that we who have confessed your name and received new life in baptism may live in the joy of the resurrection through Jesus Christ. Amen. During the Great Thanksgiving Eucharistic prayer, you're welcome to remain standing or be seated or kneel, whichever way you are most comfortable. In this prayer, we offer our thanks to God for the gifts of His creation and the whole universe. We thank Him especially in this season for His Son, Jesus Christ, and for His resurrection from the dead. And we pray that by the power of His Spirit, we might live to be witnesses of His Son, Jesus, in the world. We give you thanks, gracious God, creator of all things. In every time and every age, it is good and faithful that we thank you. For your mercy is sure and your steadfast love endures forever. In your compassion, you gave us Christ Jesus, who frees us from darkness and lights our path to endless renewal and life eternal. And so, with all creation and with the needy and hungry ones, with all those who have enough and plenty, with creatures large and small, with sun and moon and stars, and with the saints of every age, we praise you for your glory. Blessed are you, O God, by your power and love you continue to deliver your people from bondage, thwart the designs of evil, show the way through the wilderness, turn hardship into righteousness, and reveal your hand upholding the just. Blessed are you, O Christ, servant of the universe. You came among us to feed and heal and teach, to confuddle, to confuse the tricksters, to challenge the wrong-hearted, and in all these things to give hope to those who long for peace. We remember that on the night he was betrayed, having gathered his friends at the table, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread and gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat, this is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again after supper, he took the cup and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Blessed are you, O Spirit, giver of life. You give us words when we have none. You fill us with vision when we have the most need. You give us voice to proclaim our faith in every hour. In your glorious resurrection, you have fulfilled the promise of life with you forever. In the unity of the Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, in gratitude for the gift of resurrection, we pray to you, God of all that is, now and forever. Amen.
As our Savior taught us, let us pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done
the gifts of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Leave.
As we stand, let us pray. God of life, bring us to the glory of the resurrection promised in this Easter sacrament. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, the risen Lord. Amen. May God, who raised Jesus from the dead, bless you and by the power of the Holy Spirit, raise you with him in glory. Amen.
And now it's time for the children to come up. And I know there's a few here. And if there's a few that maybe are shy to come by themselves, they can always bring their grown-ups with them. That's just fine. Oh, this one's eager. Come and get it.
Nice. Okay.